Ron Brown is with us. He's got the brownie points. That's how he scores his movies. You know him from the newsroom at WGN. I just recently, in the past 6 months, learned how much he loves the cinema. And it is true, you watch at least 300 films a year, Ron?
Oh, at least, yeah. I don't actually count them, but I know I'm watching, you know, a movie a day sometimes, too.
Okay, I don't like scary movies, but you said this new movie that you wanted to talk about is kind of like the Blair Witch Project, and I'm telling you what, I loved that one.
Oh, you may like this one as well. It's a little film called Undertone. It's an atmospheric psychological horror movie that's quite unordinary because there are no scenes of blood for the entire movie. And this is a horror movie, remember.
Okay, so. I like that. Let's go back to atmospheric psychological horror movie.
Yeah, this is old school. This is old school. It's about two people who produce a weekly podcast about paranormal activity. Evie's played by Nina Curry. She's a skeptic, and she's very good, logical, very intelligent. She finds the rationale where others find creepy ghost stories. Her partner, Justin, who we hear on the phone but really never see on camera, he's more willing to believe in a supernatural explanation. Now, he shares 10 audio files that he's been emailed anonymously with her, and they decide to listen to them as they're recording their podcast about paranormal activity so they can give first reactions to the audio that they're hearing. And the audio tells a creepy story, of course, of Mike and Jessa. Mike recorded Jessa so she could hear herself talking in her sleep because she doesn't believe him. And each file tells another chapter in the story and just goes without saying, I think, that it does not end very well. The whole time, we only see two people who appear on screen, Evie and her sick and dying mother upstairs that Evie is caring for. So it's a film for those with patience, and it sounds like that would be right up your alley. It's a
okay, but look, I am not as deep into film as you are, and I have absolutely no idea what atmospheric psychological means.
Well, it's just all mood. It's all tone.
Okay.
They're implying the horror rather than showing it. You feel it, so it's more suspenseful.
You know, and when I saw Blair Witch Project, I got out of the theater, and they'd put that stuff in the trees of the parking lot. So as you're walking out, you're like, what is that? What is that? I'm like, okay, they've taken it too far.
That is creepy. Yeah, good for them. So
where do we find that movie?
This is out right now in theaters right now. So.
And how many brownie points?
I'm giving that, and another thing, it's only 85 minutes long, so it's a pretty quick movie. I'm giving it 3.5 brownie points out of 5. I liked it.
Okay. You gave Project Hail Mary 4 out of 5 brownie points. You liked it.
I did. It's a good, gentle science fiction comedy drama. I didn't know that going in. I didn't know there was as much a comedy as it was a drama. But there's a lot of humor in this. It stars Ryan Gosling, the 3-time Oscar nominee. Never won one yet, but he's this generation's Cary Grant. So I think he'll wind up winning one at some point in time. He's able to do light comedy, and he has those leading man good looks, and he's got all that charisma and charm. And here he's using all of that to his advantage. He's a brilliant biologist who's working as a middle school science teacher before being recruited to help solve a science problem that is so vital it's a matter of life and death for the entire world, if not the entire universe. It's the sun is dying, and he's got to find out why and how they can fix it. It takes place aboard a spaceship where Gosling's character, Ryland Grace, wakes up from a medically induced coma and finds out that he's all alone because two shipmates had died for some unknown reason. And that's bad because they were the trained astronauts and he's just the science guy. So he has to figure out a lot of things on his own, and he does. And he does it with the eventual help of a friendly space alien who looks like a rock with spider legs. So not very frightening, and it's not supposed to be. It's a friendly alien, and they learn to communicate and to solve science problems together, like how to keep the sun from, you know, dying out, and all the other stars in the solar system from dying out as well. So
yeah, and you also said those guys are directing a new film that, I'm telling you what, anytime you put Jamie Lee Curtis in a movie, I'm going to see it.
You're going to like that. Yeah, Jessica Fletcher is just a TV icon. She was Murder, She Wrote, and that was Angela Lansbury in the original TV show from the 1980s. This time, Jamie Lee Curtis is going to play the crime novelist, and that's coming out in Christmas 2027. I'll remind you of that a few more times before we get to that. That's kind of like a long way off.
And it used to be all about just Netflix and chill, but that's costing a little more. You can't really chill about the price on Netflix anymore, can you?
No, the price is going up. It's $8.99 per month in the ad-supported tier. That's going up a buck. The standard plan is $19.99, the premium tier $26.99 for Netflix. So it keeps creeping up there, but it's still a pretty good bargain if you like movies.
Yeah, and I feel like even with Hulu Live or with Netflix, when I pay for the ad or the what, I still get ads. I don't know what that's about.
You're not supposed to if you're on the premium one.
All right.
So well. I would contact them, but they're Netflix. But you know, they're like, you know, like the phone company. I mean, who complained?
Yeah,
you couldn't complain
yeah.
to the phone company because, you know,
there's nobody listening.
There's nobody
on.
There. There's
it's
nobody
all
there.
Yeah. And do you post this anywhere? We post a podcast, but you write such beautiful reviews. Are those posted?
No, we're looking at the possibility of doing that on a WGM webpage, a Brownie Points webpage, but that's to be determined.
Okay, well, always great to have you on the show. Thank you so much.
It's always a lot of fun. That is a wrap.